Come on.
Welcome to Left Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Lisa Ta here. Lisa, are you ready to do this?
I am, George. Thank you so much for having me on Life Flood.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Lisa is an author. She is a psychotherapist, podcast host, and author, an artist, rather. She's the founder of Psychoastrology. Her newest book is The Chiron Effect. Lisa, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure, George. I like you said, I'm a licensed therapist, and I am really passionate about helping people change their mind about themselves. And what I've found in my own life is that there are these layers of judgments that we tend to harbor against ourselves. And while you might not readily say, oh yeah, that's true, when you look back on your life, maybe when something didn't go as you wished or intended, or you didn't show up as you intended, we're taught early on to be hard on ourselves and critical and judgmental. And in my book, The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness, I walk readers through a process of really learning to soften those judgments and replace them with encouragement. And much like a coach would, like, hey, you know, this is what you could say to yourself and to that other person next time. So you start to repattern yourself and the way that you're showing up in life.
Nice. Because we're pretty hard on ourselves.
We can be. It's something you can unlearn. I know that for sure. You can really soften. You can really change that inner voice, the voice in between our own two ears that we're with 24/7. And it's really leaning into and listening. What is he saying to you? She, what are they saying to you about yourself and about life? And really changing out our limiting beliefs with more affirming and supportive beliefs.
How is it common that people are aware of how they're talking to themselves, or less common?
I think people are common. Often when my clients come in for therapy, they're talking about this, like, oh my gosh, like I'm saying these negative things. I'm feeling these negative things. I think people are pretty aware of what they're saying to themselves, because it's evident by your emotions. How are you feeling throughout the day? Are you more happy and content, or do you feel more disgruntled and angry, agitated, or even sad? And that's going to clue you in to what your thoughts are.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. So how does astrology fit in? How did you come to, and you founded Psychoastrology. How did you find that in your life?
Sure. And psychoastrology, quite simply, is where our personal psychology, our childhood experiences, our patterns, our beliefs about ourselves intersect and meet what's called our natal astrology. And that's our birth chart. When we're born, there's like a snapshot of the chart of the stars. And I imagine, you know, George, like, what is your sun sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Okay. Like most people know, oh, what's your sign? And it's thrown around, you know, in social media, when you meet someone, even in your friends. And so Chiron is a different placement than your sun sign, what you typically know yourself to be. And Chiron is generated by your date of birth and your place of birth. And in my book, there's a chart. I also have an interactive website. And once you come to understand, okay, my Chiron is in Aries, or it's in Gemini, or it's in Pisces. And again, this is different than your sun sign or your rising sign or your moon. And this speaks to an area of vulnerability up to and including core wounding. And this looks like the area of yourself that you might hide or edit from others. Like, you could be outwardly very successful, but inwardly you feel like you're never good enough. And so you're always seeking to perform. You're always seeking to like do to feel valuable and worthy. because somehow that's never a message you got when you were younger of your inherent value and worth. And so I came upon this just in my own life, George, being a therapist for over 20 years, having been in therapy for a number of years, and still feeling sometime like, oh my gosh, why don't I feel happy enough? And through meditation, I heard this invitation to explore Chiron and its meaning. And that's where I started to research and write for almost 4 years. And my book was endorsed by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, which was such an honor for me to have that recognition, because I really want you to know just how valuable and important you are, regardless of what has happened or has not happened in your life. And in my book, I offer practical takeaway steps as well as affirmations to help you get there.
Nice. Endorsed by the Dalai Lama. That's got to be kind of a surreal thing.
It just felt really beautiful. I did meditate and align myself with that vision that I had for about 2 years. So it was definitely a process of me asking myself, who do I need to become to receive this endorsement? And for me, at first, I heard, more compassion towards others. And then I started to hear more compassion towards yourself, Lisa. And often the vision we have, what we desire to live, is more about embodying that in our own lives towards ourselves than anything else. And so it was a deep inward journey of changing my own, upgrading my own beliefs and thoughts towards myself and making them so much more affirming than they were.
Appreciate that. So I love the sentence that you help people change their minds about themselves. I think that is extremely powerful and makes sense. How does knowing what my, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, how does knowing what my Chiron is, how does that help me?
It helps you because this is, for example, to make it really practical. If your Chiron is an Aries, this is a vulnerability or core wounding in your sense of value and worth. And that's the person I was speaking to earlier. You're successful. People think you're amazing. You have professional achievements and accolades and all of the awards and such that you could have, but inwardly you just don't feel like you're enough. And it's so painful. That's where we see really well-known entrepreneurs like the founder of the Kodak company killing himself. People that really, this like where the rubber meets the road, and that's a chapter in my book, is like this can be detrimental to your health, to your well-being, to your mental health. Chiron in Taurus speaks to a core wounding or vulnerability by neglect. You grew up in a home where there was neglect that you experienced. It might have been sexual abuse. It might have been a caretaker that wasn't present to your emotional needs because of an addiction. Or for instance, Chiron in the sign of Cancer speaks to a vulnerability or wounding by abandonment. And your caretaker in your life, just people didn't show up for you in the way that you needed. And so you might self-abandon through alcohol, drugs, addiction, or even battling suicide yourself. So these placements of Chiron speak to very real issues that we've all experienced in some way or another in life.
And,
does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. So if I am the I think it was Aries, and I'm outwardly successful, but I feel bad on the inside. Am I predestined to that because I was born under that Chiron?
It's really interesting, George. I've given over 100 interviews now. And even in the letter that His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, wrote me, he himself said, Lisa, I'm not a student of astrology, but as a Buddhist scientist, I know that the way to heal humanity's deepest wounds is through the ways that you speak about with compassion, with empathy, with self-forgiveness. And so, what I have come to experience is that astrology is a blueprint. It's simply a blueprint of propensities and possibilities for you. I talk in my book that we all have free will and we can take personal responsibility, even for the things that weren't our fault. It certainly wasn't your fault that you experienced an abuse or trauma at some point in your life, but it is our responsibility to heal. And I know that from experience, experiencing childhood sexual abuse and neglect and having to find my own healing for many years through upgrading the way that I showed up for myself. And for me, the journey's been long. And that's also why I wanted to offer this book, because I wanted to help people do this as easily as they can, even for those hard pain point experiences. And George, in my experience, in 100% of people that go through my book and find their Chiron placement, that this resonates. And it doesn't mean their life has been dictated by it. It means it's like, oh my gosh, like this has been an area of patterns that I compensate. Like I, you know, have become X, Y, and Z because I've wanted to mitigate, you know, the pain of this experience in my childhood. And so it's been quite remarkable to see people really having these aha moments. And I invite you to go, you know, find your Chiron and see how well this information fits for you.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's more a function of how I will respond to certain stimuli.
Absolutely. And I'm very clear in my book from the opening chapter, astrology is the diagnostic place to illuminate where you source your patterns, you know, your people, places, and things that you frequent every day. That's your habit. That's your routine. That's what I call your frequency. And it's based upon what you believe to be true for and about yourself. And when we start to change out and upgrade what we believe is true for us, we're a mini solar system. We orbit others and they orbit us. And when you change what you believe, that is the effect upon your life in a really positive way. Yes.
Nice.
Thanks.
So having a better understanding of the way that I am responding and interpreting and how I'm arranging my entire life with these people, places, and things, what I believe to be true, I can, through having a deeper having an understanding and then a deeper and deeper understanding of my Chiron, it can make greater sense. Oh, I get it. And then if I'm not happy with it, then I can make changes.
Absolutely. Like I give for every placement of Chiron, there are 12 because there are 12 signs of the zodiac. I give 5 or 6 practical takeaway steps that you can start today to change the things you want in your thinking and your behaviors. It's something as simple as for Chiron and Aries that has to do with this wounding and vulnerability and value and worth. You tend to say yes to everything because you really love being in life. You love being a part of things, but often you might be like, oh my gosh, like I've said yes to so many things. I'm like burning out. I'm not really having the time to take care of myself. So a simple step is to learn to just say maybe for every invitation, say, you know what? That sounds good. Let me get back to you. Maybe I can do that. And in that way, you give yourself choice to not cancel or force yourself to do things just because you said you would, because you're a person that likes to keep your word. You're able to have more freedom and flexibility. Does this really fit into my schedule? Do I really want to do this a month later, you know, from when I said yes? And it helps you just start to live your life more authentically. So with every placement of Chiron, I give you these very practical steps that you can begin using now.
Nice. That's awesome.
Thanks.
And responding maybe to everything is probably just a really good policy, Lisa.
Yeah, it can be. But for some of us that really love to do everything and be a part, it can be hard. And I'm sure someone listening is like, oh my gosh, like that's me today. I said yes to this thing. And like, I don't really want to go. Like, I'd rather, you know, stay home and work on something or watch a show I like or have time with my loved ones. And it's okay when you're in that situation to learn to say, you know what, I committed to this and I'm really not able to do that, to start to, you know, change your mind about things. because this can be a really deeply entrenched pattern for some of us. Like I was taught, you keep your word, you know, you show up, and that's great a lot of the time. But some of the time when it isn't, it's okay to change that and do something different, no matter what, you know, someone else is going to think.
Amen. Well, at least people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, I really encourage you. It's something I started last year, is to get a separate notebook or journal. And this is your manifestation journal. And you are going to write down and document when the things that you've wanted to appear in your life do, when your intentions manifest, when these good things happen, when these unexpected things happen, even for some of you, that you keep a record. And it's like you're thankful and you're grateful for these people, places, and things and experiences showing up. And it gives you a written record of when you start to slip, you know, like we all do, like, oh my gosh, are things really okay? Like, I'm not feeling like they are. You can go back and actually look at what has manifested. And that helps you actually create more of what you want by appreciating what you do have.
Well, I think that is great stuff. Definitely gets a come on. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get a copy of The Chiron Effect?
Sure, George. My book is available everywhere books are sold, at Barnes & Noble brick and mortar stores in your city, as well as online at Books A Million, even at Walmart.com. You can go to Amazon, of course. And if you have a favorite local bookstore, you can go in with my name and book title, and they can order it from my publisher if you want to shop local, which I really encourage and love people doing. And my website, where there's links to various booksellers, as well as links to work with me as your therapist. All my sessions are remote on Zoom and phone and FaceTime. I also have an online empowerment class. And my podcast, All Things Therapy, in its sixth year with over 280 episodes, all at nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. And that stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. The two places I live and work, New Orleans and Los Angeles. And that's my social media handle as well, George, Nola Therapy.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Lisa your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to nolatherapy.com, NOLATherapy.com. Check out the All Things Therapy podcast as well. 6 years, Lisa, that's awesome.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate you and this time.
And then finally, pick up a copy of The Chiron Effect at your favorite local bookstore. If they do not have it, bring in the name Lisa Tahir and Chiron Effect, and they can order from the publisher. Thanks again, Lisa.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.